Jesus is here.
Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you again for another opportunity to sit at your feet for more of your blessings. Thank you for the great and mighty things you have been doing in our midst since we came into the camp. All in simplicity. Father, our prayers and our requests is that while you are blessing your people, please, Master, do not pass any of us by. It's our prayers, Lord. Meet us at the point of our needs. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Refill those already filled. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Destroy the works of the devil. May that be exalted in our lives and in our midst. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Master. Let it be again tonight that at the end of this service, we as individuals, all of us, we have testimonies again that your grace has visited our lives. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. God bless you.
Ki Olorun ki o bukun fun yin.
Yeah, without taking time,
life ya koko shofo.
We have the privilege to have our precious brother Matthew.
A ni anfani lati ni arakunrin wa won, arakunrin
Matthew. To take our service tonight.
Awon ni o ma fi oro Olorun bo wa ni asale yi.
Praise the Lord.
Let's sing this worship song.
Joyful, joyful, with our meeting be. When from sin our hearts are pure and free. One more time, church,
let us sing.
Oh, joy, full joy. Thank you.
jẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you this evening again. We are so grateful for this opportunity you have granted unto us to be gathered in your presence. For the psalmist said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are happy this evening because in your presence there is joy. In your presence, when Peter and the other apostles were taken, Lord, to that mountain, and you were transfigured before their eyes, they said, it is good to be here. Lord, we can say that this evening again, that it is good to be here at this time. Amidst of the difficult times in the country, hardship, inflation in the land, your children have gathered, oh God, to be here. They've not come to see man. They've come to be helped of you, Lord. And no man can help another man. In you alone is our help. Help us this evening, Lord. Pack man out of the way. May you speak your word to us, oh God. We want to exalt Jesus in our lives, in our everyday living, Lord. May we exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Children of God, praise the Lord. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may please be seated for a while. God bless you. Before we go straight to the word, I want to use this opportunity this evening to appreciate God for bringing us at this time to convention. We know there is inflation in the land, but we thank the Lord for making it possible again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amidst of our roads these days, they are like death traps. But over the years, the Lord has been bringing us and has been taking us home. And they will do the same for us this year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to also appreciate the host pastor, the host church, for this rare opportunity that has been given to me to just minister to the saints. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I also want to appreciate the ministers sitting around. I want to greet all the elders behind me. God bless you,
sir.
May his name be praised. I also want to greet the church, both the seen congregation and the unseen. The Lord bless every one of you. Amen and amen.
Amen ati amen.
This evening, by the grace of God, without wasting so much time, I would like us to stand to our feet as we read the book of Job. I'll be reading from three places this evening. Job chapter
14.
We also read Romans chapter
9
and Proverbs chapter 21. Firstly, we take Job chapter 14 from verse
1.
Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish. As a hireling is day. There is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth buds like a plant. But man died and wasted away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fade from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Hallelujah. We also read Proverbs, Romans chapter 9 first.
17 to 21.
For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Amen. Therefore had he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he harden it. Thou wilt say unto then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his way? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed me, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump, to make one vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor? The last scripture, sorry for keeping you standing, Proverbs chapter 21. Take just one verse. Verse 19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can please be seated. This evening, by the grace of God, as we go on to read more scriptures and to cite some reference from what the prophet has given to us, I trust that we were blessed in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are here to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. No man is worth seeing. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says there is no holy mountain. There's no holy church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, but God in the mountain makes it a holy mountain. God in that man makes that man a holy man. So when we are carrying Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit in our soul, you are a holy personality. Hallelujah. Because the only righteousness that God accepts is His righteousness. That is why He said your own righteousness, my righteousness is filthy rags. Hallelujah. In another place in the book of Proverbs, the Bible said here also that there are many devices in a man's heart. He said, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. You believe that? Say amen. So this evening the Lord is laying upon my heart to speak to us about the expression of God in vessels of honor. The expression of God in vessels of honor. For a text, I'll dwell on the sure mercies of God. The sure mercies of God. Now permit me this evening to read a quote from the message, the end time sign seed. From paragraph 15. Rabbi said, now I read in the Bible that heavens and earth will pass away, but God's word shall not pass away. I read in the Bible that whosoever shall take anything out of it or add anything to it, his part will be taken out of the book of life, that it stands just the way it is. Many try to say it has been tampered with. It has been done this way or that way. I do not believe that. I believe there has got to be some kind of a standard. Some kind of a standard that God will judge the church by. God has a standard, and He's going to judge the world by that standard. Amen. Amen. You see, Baba said, judge the church or the world. There has got to be some standard. It cannot be in the church organization. You believe that? Because they're different. Who will know what to do? So there's going to be a standard. God has a standard that's different from the church standard. Every church have their own standard. The Catholic Church have their standard. The Pentecostal have their standard. Because that is what they are called denomination. But God is going to judge the word by His standard. And what is God's standard? God's standard is His word. Anything contrary to that can never stand the test of time. That's His standard. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And if we must do anything, we must do it according to the standard God has given. Brother Abraham said one day that a brother had a dream, and Brother Abraham had been ministering to him to give his life to the Lord, but he had been running away from it. So Brother Abraham said, he came to me one day and said, oh, he had a dream. He said, in that dream, a man gave
gave him a contract to build a house for him. And the man gave him the blueprint.
How
he wants his own house to be. When you are given a contract, and the man gives you a blueprint, all you need to do is follow the blueprint. So the brother said, while he was trying to translate this blueprint into material, he started building it. He set the foundation, and everything was fine. Then he came to a little corner where the owner of the house designed a little pathway for maybe swimming pool or something. But when the contractor, which is this man, when he got to that spot, he looked at the blueprint and he said, this is not supposed to be here. And he adjusted it and built something else that was not in the blueprint. So when the owner of the house came, so he was ready to assess the building by his standard, the standard he had given, and his standard was on the blueprint. And when he took it, he started assessing it. He was assessing it. And at some point, he found out some things were missing. And he asked the man, and he said, where is this part? In this building, where is it? He said, I thought it was not necessary. You know what he told him? He said, tear it down. He said, tear it down. Start all over. And God's word is the blueprint. On that day, he's going to ask you questions by his standard. By his standard. That is why you must be careful to do everything by the word. And that is what we are here to celebrate this season. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Because I'm talking to vessels of honor. God made some vessels of honor, some vessels unto dishonor. How?
We're
going to see it this evening.
Amen.
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 Are you with me, church? Church age book. Brother said, now let us go another step. But before we do, let us review our case thus far. First of all, we know most assuredly that the purpose of God stands in election. It was purposed in Him. It was God's purpose to bring forth a people unto Himself that would be a word bride. So before the beginning, God had purpose in His heart. By election, His purpose was to bring forth a people unto Himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That would be called the word bride. The bride that is made of the word, not of creed and dogma. But they are what built by the word. Everything they do it by the word. At their place of work, they approach everything by the word. In church, by the word. Church order. By the word. Dressing by the word. Singing by the word. That's why it's called the word bride.
Oh, it didn't what
are we there?
I mean,
she was chosen before the foundation of the world in him. She was known and beloved before she was ever brought forth. During the ages upon the earth. She was redeemed by his blood and can never come into condemnation. The bride cannot come into condemnation. The church member can. The church member can go into condemnation, but not the bride, because before you can be the bride, something born you into the bride, and that is the Holy Ghost. He said, and now there is no condemnation to who? To those in Crete, to them that are in what? Christ. So you have no right to quote that scripture until you are in Christ. And to be in Christ is to be born again. But if you are not in Christ, condemnation
though.
Only those that are in Christ. The question is, how can I come into Christ?
We
are coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She cannot come into condemnation. She can never be in the judgment, because sin cannot be imputed unto her.
The
blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So there's a man that God will hold nothing against. Oh, are we there, church, this evening? There's a man that can come into perfection. There's a man that is holy. There's a man that is righteous. There's a man that is sinless. There's a man that the Lord has taken his place. Oh, hallelujah. But Abraham said, he said, he took your place. You don't understand. The human five senses don't understand what it takes or what it means to take the place of someone. Because your five senses was not trained to do that. Your five senses was not trained to understand that. It needs the sixth sense to understand what taking place means. Let me demonstrate something for you about this physical sense or senses. Nobody can eat for you. If you are hungry, I can't eat for you. No matter how, or maybe I travel to the United States and I give you video calls. And you are hungry, maybe you are somewhere in the village, you are hungry, or anywhere. And where I am, there are plenty of food. No matter how I love you, I can't eat for you. Is that right? So the human sense have been trained to know that. And no matter how I hate you, I can't drink poison so that you will die. Are you there? You eat, you eat for yourself. You take poison, you kill yourself. So intellectually, these physical senses, they are not trained to understand how to feel in somebody's place. So that is why when we are talking about it took your place, you are struggling to understand how can someone take my place, because because your senses are not trained to do so. That is why it needs a super sense. A super sense by the word of God to understand how it took our place. That's why when you sin and you repent genuinely, there is a blood on the cross that atones for it when you genuinely repent. Are we the church? I'll read church age book again as we proceed. Alright. Brother Bram said in John 6:37 and 44, he says, all that the Father given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 1:12-13. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which we are born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. A man that is born of a woman is a few days, but a man that is born of God, amen, has eternity. Nicodemus came to the Lord and said, how can a man be born again when he is old? Do I enter the second time to be reborn? He said, no, sir, because he was carrying what? Intellectualism. He was a teacher, but without revelation.
Amen.
He couldn't key into the present truth. There are truth and there are present truth. Noah, go and build me an ark. It was the truth for that day, but it cannot fit in for today. Before you can go into the present truth, you must be in the program of God for your day. Not only to be in the program, to have the revelation of the message you are carrying, because it's a supernatural message. Just relax, we are coming, church. If you don't have the revelation, you can preach it letter to letter. You can teach it letter to letter.
But
you know one thing about the people that fellowship with the prophets? They said, we may not have the revelation of the message that the man brought. He said, but it's life. You can't punch it. We have preached too many sermons. It is time to leave those sermons. I am not here to demonstrate good preaching skill. Hallelujah. We are here to introduce you to Jesus Christ. Because gifts and calling are without repentance. Fela is gifted. I said, Fela is gifted. Is he a Christian? Many of these denominational preachers or singers rather, they are gifted. Are they Christians? The gift of God is deposited in them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what Brother Bob said. Until you are regenerated,
he
said, I have nothing to do here. When you come here and you are not regenerated, you will defile our sisters. It will make you more proud. Instead of making you more humble. Whether minister or no minister. A Christian should be the first to repent. If he's taking it and making it difficult for that minister to repent, check the foundation. Being a minister doesn't make you a Christian automatically. You are endangering your life and you cover it up. We are coming, church. We are talking to the bride of Christ.
Abraham
said, I want to call you bride. I want to talk to the bride of Jesus Christ tonight. Let me jump a little bit. Seven church ages. Baba said, the eternal thoughts of God. Let me ask you, are the thoughts of God eternal? We are talking about God's expression. God's expression. He wants to express in you. He wants to express in me. And there are different ways God will express. He had a plan before the beginning. He had a plan. Before the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You were in him. In thought form. And Brother Abraham is asking us, are the thoughts eternal? Amen.
Amen.
He said, at the thoughts of God eternal, if you can see this, you will see many things. God is unchangeable in both essence and behavior. We have studied that and proving that already. God is infinite in his abilities. So therefore, he as God must be omniscient. If he's omniscient, then he's not now learning. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God, church.
Amen.
He's not learning.
It's
not like you and I.
Could that be what
you do reproduction in biology? When you go to university, you do reproduction, but with a higher knowledge. When you are attaining master's level, you also do reproduction at master's level. What are you doing? You are learning. You are adding to your knowledge. But not my God. Brother said it's infinite. He knows your name. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us this evening. He knows your name before the foundation of the world. And he called you the bride. A sinless bride. Why are you sinless? Because you have passed from death unto life. Like you are yelling in the morning, you may make mistakes, but you will rectify it quickly. Is that right?
Amen.
Because you are the bride. You are righteous. Don't resent it. Don't resent it. Answer your name. I'm calling your name. You've got to answer it. Why are you afraid to answer your name? God, the creator of heaven and earth, is the one that called you bride. You say, with this kind of life, let me ask you a question. If your name was Dan, how did you know your name was Dan? Is that right? When Brother Brown was expecting Joseph, you know the story. The first one came, they called, some people were mocking him, that Josephine. But he knew what God had spoken to him. So when Joseph came, and the midwife ran, I said, congratulations. You have a bouncing baby boy. What did Brother Brown say? Welcome, Joseph. Can I hear a bigger amen? Brother Brown waited until Joseph was mature enough to answer his name before he named him.
Oh, you're not getting it.
Did he wait before Joseph become a man? He welcomed Joseph. Joseph at that time doesn't know he's called Joseph. But as Joseph was growing, people will be calling Joseph in the house. And this time they call Joseph, they will turn towards his direction. So one day we say, it's like this thing called Joseph is attributed to me. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Why is it that when they call Joseph, they look at me? Then one day, immediately you said Joseph, the little boy turned. Where are the parents? Is that right? He turned for the first time. You as a parent, you'll be happy that this boy is beginning to answer his name. Hallelujah! We are called the bride of Jesus Christ. I don't care your condition. I don't care your situation. You got to answer your name. Your father named you. Your father, God of heaven and earth, was the one that named you. He knew you will have weak parts, weakness. He knew you will fall. But he also trusted the seed he has deposited in you. That seed he has deposited in you will drive you back to repentance. So God gave you the name at your end point. Because he knows you will grow to become a bride. He knew devil will commit adultery. He said, are you permitting sin? But he also knows that he will grow back and repent. Because it's a vessel unto honor. For those of you that don't find the ability to repent, I pity your condition. Judas did not find enough grace to accept pardon. So it's one thing to pray for pardon. It's another thing to accept the pardon and walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. He's not learning new thoughts. He knows the end from the beginning. So he called me by name, and I grew. The psalmist said, if I fall, I will rise. The problem is not in the falling. The problem is not in the falling, but the inability to repent. Who shall lay charge against God's healing? It is the Lord that justifies. So if you are in sin this evening, find courage like David. God will find courage. Listen, you have traveled so far to be here. You must mean business. God, I'm here to mean business with you. God wants to express himself through you. Through different ways. Through different means. That is why we are calling you your name. Until you come to self-recognition. Or realization. You will continue to live an underprivileged life. There is a man called Sambo.
Sambo.
Rabbi said he was taken from the slave country. Is this Sambo? Oh, amen. He said somebody came to the plantation to buy slaves. And when he got there, they were all working. They will flog this one before it will walk, before they will walk. A son of God, a daughter of God. You don't need to be flogged before you come to church. You said the pastor rebuked me. I will not come to church again. The Bible said, the year, in the year King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting on the throne, and his train feed the temple. If you don't come, the train of God will feed the temple. See, this is not a Pentecostal message to put for your money. Baba said, I want your confidence rooted in Christ. Let me tell you, Baba preached the message, God's presence unrecognized. Before you get here, it's here. One thing you must not do against yourself is to think we are here to display who fit preach pass. You must not miss the presence of God in the camp. You must be conscious. You must be deliberate about it. That God is here and is here for me. If he's here for you, say for me. Say for me. Then you will see the glory of the Lord. Tonight. I didn't say tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it is as a healer, God wants to express himself as a healer. One time, Brother was in the prayer line. Brother said, a little boy was brought before the prayer line, crippled by polio. He was about the age of 6. And the mother just put some stockings in there. He said, Brother said, I came. I said, everybody close your eyes. And the pianist was playing The Great Physician. Church, I don't know if you are following me.
Me, my boy, I ain't telling me.
From the back, and I hear a big amen. God bless you. Don't
amen.
Miss one word. Grandma said,
he
was crippled. And the pianist was playing The Great Physician.
Be wanting to do.
And I said, everybody close your eyes. Bow down your head. Brother Peregrine said, I really wanted to see.
Mo fe monte o sele. Mo fe foju
o
sele.
See, don't come to church to compare yourself with another person.
E ma wa sile ijosin lati fi ara yin wo elomi.
Oh ma, you don't know the covenant the person is operating under.
E mo ma je monte eni na fi sise.
Brother Bram told some people to one time close your eyes.
Woli so pe
and some people refuse to close their eyes and bow their heads. And they got epileptic demon. But here is the seed of God. Because God can go to the deepest of hell just to get one son out. Because you are not God is not complete without you. That is why he says you are a part of him. I'm a part of his work. I'm a part of his work. All things are possible. Is that right? I'm a part of his work. I'm part of him. He will leave 99 to get you. So whatsoever it will take him, it will come for you. You think you are so wicked now. Please remind me of the polio. Remind me of the polio. You think you are so wicked now. Brother said there was a man I used to hunt with. Brother Bat. Said he had eyes like lizard. Baba said, I've been preaching to him, but he was doing strong man for God. You know why you are thinking you are strong? God has not had your time yet. When God comes for you, you will crawl from the end of that auditorium to this place. I said you will crow and beg for mercy. Except you are not the seed of God. Except you are not the seed of God. God will come for you. I said you go nowhere.
And
you know the story of Rabat.
Oh,
let me not tell so much of that. God, when God restored him back. Let's come back to this piano again. Brother Brown said, close your eyes, everybody. Brother Peregrine said, when he prayed, when Brother Brown prayed, he said, he left the baby on the air. He left the baby on the air. 6-year-old child. Left the baby on the air. Brother Peregrine said that before my very eyes, I saw two legs grow out. It's not just God of history. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forever. It's cancer. It's sure. Every cancer of the enemy against you, he said he will bring it to
naught.
Yes, sir, we are coming. Amen.
Amen.
Last year in our church,
in
Benin, a sister came to me. You can see the physical evidence of a big God here. This is not story. This is not story, story, story.
God
came out like this.
And
she came to me. Please pray for me. Pray for me. I'm going through a lot. This thing is really paining me. I don't know what to do. And it went on for a very long time. Please pray for your ministers. They contend with a lot. Brother Abraham said, when Peter and James and the apostles were preaching, he said, Satan did not move. But when they told that man at the gate called Beautiful, silver and gold I have none. But what I have, I give unto you. Because God was expressing himself as a healer through his disciples. He said, when the man stood up, the Bible said, walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. The Bible said, he moved the head of Satan. Then he moved people against them. We are here to preach practical Christianity. As you see our church members like this, many are dying in silence. And we are busy fighting ourselves. Busy attacking ministers. Those he has given you to become an overseer.
And when it lati
we are busy fighting ourselves. They need healing. They need deliverance. Many of them with habits for 20 years. They need for you to raise their faith, to know that it is possible. But the life you live doesn't make them have confidence in you. Even if you are a minister, he said, go and pray for the sick believers, not only Brother Abraham.
Yes,
we will not be able to operate the same dimension. He said, but you are a believer. This sign shall follow them that believe. Where are the believers here? Where are the believers here? Where are the believers? So why are the signs not following? It's not their title alone. There are times you will face business. It's not to shut them down because you think you are the pastor. You will face business. You will face business. She was having a big goiter. After some time, I tried to encourage her. I encouraged her. Brother, I prayed. What's happening? Then after a long while, I called her to the office. I said, do you believe that God can heal you of this thing? She said, I believe. I said, let me anoint you and pray for you. I said, Lord, this thing here is not my work. So it's not my reputation that is at stake. I'm not the one that promised it. So I should not be afraid to do what you asked me to do. And by your word, oh Lord, I pray for her.
A
few days later, She came to the office. Ran to the office. I was looking for it. But you know, it was a flesh that was that shot out. So when he went back, I could see the mark. I said, Where is it? Hallelujah. She said, while I was sleeping, that I saw somebody in white stretch his hand and remove it. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
She said, when I woke up, I was looking for it. I couldn't see it again. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forever. Oh, yes! What he did, he will do for you too. I believe it with all of my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you love Jesus. Let's give him a clap offering. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. The same last year. Stroke this year.
Another
little woman came to me.
In
the church. She has passed 70. And she said,
"O si wipe,
sir,
alagba."
I said, "I discovered that, part of the belly was paining her and all
that."
She said, "When she went for checkup, that she was diagnosed of cancer in the uterus."
Won wa so fun mi pe inu ibi ti obirin fin gbe omo jejere nbe nibe.
UBTH. That's University of Benin Teaching Hospital.
University of Benin Teaching Hospital, not to Sobe.
Said the doctor said,
Dokita wa wipe,
did she have use of this womb?
So she nilo inu yi ni.
Have you given birth to children?
She
said, at my age, she said, my first son or first child is past 50. And she was having other children, about 7 or 8, if I'm not mistaken. She said, so it's not now we're talking of giving birth.
She said,
that makes it good. The doctor said, that makes it good. So, because the thing is still in the infant form.
Last year.
So let's quickly remove it. It may affect your womb. She came to me and I encouraged her. I said, Brother Bram said, God healed through medicine. God healed through music and all that and all that.
I said,
so if God has placed it in the hands of the doctor to help you remove that thing,
it
is still God expressing himself as a healer. She said, I said, don't be afraid. Everything will be alright. She said, alright, pastor. And she went to the hospital. And when she got there, they tested her. And they found out that there's problem with diabetes and high blood pressure. How many demons? 3 dangerous demons. So we can perform the operation without. I'm not talking stories, I'm talking our church, Benin City. When we are confronted with this thing at times. Baba said, if you don't know what you are doing, you better not face those things. I have quoted it for years until I faced it. If you are preaching it, you're preaching it. You don't know when you face it. The devil will threaten you with fear.
I said
diabetes and high blood pressure.
ito sugar.
And therefore, we can't do it until we deal with diabetes and
ito sugar ati ejeriru akole se se abe.
So when they are dealing with diabetes,
ba se se ito sugar,
blood pressure will go up. When they are dealing with blood pressure, this one will shoot up. Oh, mercy goodness. And the real cause has not even been dealt with. Or the real problem rather. And the thing started growing. Because they were trying to monitor this before they take away this one. And it was making this other one grow. It took more than about a year plus till this year, just about 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. Brother, I kept encouraging and encouraging. She said, I don't want to die. I said, you are not dying. We still value your fellowship around us. Until God says it's your time, no power of hell can take you off. You say, which is killed them in that church? Which witch? What is witch? Which cat gives that catches witch? The only thing your gift knows how to do is how to catch witch in the church. Gifts that have not been scrutinized. Before Brother Brown comes to the pulpit and says, Brother so and so have the gift of speaking in tongues, it has been tested over and over and over. You just stand up in the church and start giving messages. That's against the order of the message. You are not in the express word of God. Rabbi said you must be in a little place. That gift must be tested over and over and over. When it has been proven, even after it has been proven, Rabbi said Satan can still slip in. You think we watch those things very well. Satan slip in. He said, you must stop speaking. And come to the altar to cast that demon away. But they'll speak wrong things. They don't want to come to the altar. You don't want to repent. We will stop you.
How dare you do that?
You say they are killing gift. Killing which gift? If your gift is genuine, come and flash it before you
repent.
If 11 lights flashed,
be no more con la bashaju.
It's a demon.
Be ketila bashaju. And then
12 lights must flash.
Inometila godo shaju. Yopu why?
What do you reduce God to? You reduce God to 99.9%. This is an insult.
Eti your dear kuro ninu Olorun. Abukuni. Eti mu abuku
ba Olorun. In him there is no mistake at all.
Ninu Olorun ko si asise.
The infinite God. Infinite God. Is perfect in all.
O pe ninu gbogbo.
Back to our testimony. And it was going up and down. I was managing it. The church was not even aware.
They
will examine the womb. And found that this thing is growing. And we can't do it with this level of high blood pressure. Then I know that I serve a God who loves to express as a healer. And I called her and I said, I want to tell you a story and a testimony. I said, remember Sister Mida?
She
said yes. I said she had something like this one time. And the doctor was saying it was growing. It was growing. And after a long time, it almost killed her. And I gave her the testimony. I said, but the prophet, the husband, the prophet, stood in the gap. All we need to do for these ones at times is to stand in the gap for them. Stand in the gap for one another. If there's any talking you must do, talk it in prayer. We are so busy talking against one another. I don't want to dwell so much on that so that it doesn't eat our time. You talk about that brother, you talk about that sister. Even ministers, until they don't bring that talk to pulpit,
and
start preaching presumptuously. Brother Bram said, one day there's a brother called Brother Neums. You remember him? Neums, yes. Brother said he went on the radio. I was blasting divine healing. I was blasting the Boswell brothers. That the Bible said he is a fine preacher. It's not enough to be a fine preacher. What you are saying, is it a word? And even if it's a word, do you live it? He said he blasted the Boswell brothers. And said, look at them. They preached divine healing. He said, and all of them died at a young age. If divine healing is correct, why would they die at a young age? Brother Abraham said, I said, what? I was listening to, I said, no, that's not correct. Please follow me very carefully. He said, when he ended it, it was a radio broadcast to the whole world. He said, and I called him on the phone. I said, Brother Nims, this is Brother Abraham. Watch the attitude.
Said,
what do you want? Because he knew he had said something. He was the first to attack. He knew what he had done. At times we call some of these things inspiration. But at times we also add flesh to it. Amen. You love the Lord, church? He said, what do you want? He said, you said something on the radio about the Boswell brothers. That's going to hurt your ministry. You say those things, you think you are hurting somebody else.
I want you someone you
things that ain't correct.
I want you so you
so talk humble. So there's possibility of hurting your own ministry.
Baba
said, because the people you are preaching to knows that what you are saying is not correct. You see where the hurting of your ministry comes from? He said, these people you are preaching to, they have benefited from the divine healing of the Boswell brothers.
F.A. Boswell
is in Detroit.
Detroit.
He's preaching right now. He's in his 70s. And he mentioned the names of others. And said they are all alive in good health. He said it will hurt your ministry. You know what he said? I will straighten that out. That's why you are supposed to confirm before you start talking about it.
Our
testimony. Our testimony. And just to cut the story short, our time is going. Oh my. He said, now, and I prayed for her. I said, I told her the story of Sister Mida. And I prayed for her. I said, do you believe? Brother, simple prayer in the church office. Something she has struggled with a good conscience. Something she has struggled with for more than 1 year. When she went back to the teaching hospital, the doctor said, what happened? No more diabetes. No more high blood pressure. And no more cancer. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forever. Benin City. I serve a living God. And I will test it to the letter.
Amen.
I will test it to the letter. I will test it, I'll prove it. Because it's his word. It's not my reputation that's at stake. But I know one thing. That his word, heaven and earth, will pass away. But his good counsel towards you can never pass away. Are you sick this evening? There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. What is this fire that we have inside of us? It's called the Holy Ghost fire. It burns and burns and burns. Nothing can quench it. I'll read you a quote. I know my Redeemer liveth. The message, I know my Redeemer liveth.
580406. 1958, April, 6th of April, 1968, sunrise.
That's I know my Redeemer liveth. Paragraph 42. God bless you. There's something within us. A fire that is burning. A fire that is burning. A light that has been lit by God. Hallelujah! Who lit the fire? When God sets you on fire, no creed can quench that fire. During sunshine, you are on fire. During cold, you are on fire. Whether you are poor, you are on fire. Whether you are rich, you are on fire. Some people say, without money, you can't serve God correctly. That's the life of the pit of hell. The poor you will always have.
Bible can stop for a
Every Christian serves God in any condition. If God decides to give him more money to serve God better, fine. Maybe to travel the world to preach, fine. But even though he doesn't have it, he's still a Christian burning for God. That's what I believe.
Because
the apostle sold everything. And
they
were still burning for God.
You
telling me? He said, a light has been lit by God. And no breeze can blow it out. There's no cold space in the church. Amen?
Amen.
No cold space in the church.
Amen.
There's no indifference among the people.
You
see, the reason why I left the church Because they are just using and fighting in that church. Because you don't have the absolute. The absolute is not tied to Christ.
It's
tied to season.
You
are a seasonal Christian.
The
church fails to give you transport to come to church, you will not come to church again. You are a backslider. Are we enjoying the Lord?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. No indifference.
Amen.
No persecution of the world that can blow out the flame that God has lit.
That
your flame, are you there? Your flame don't quench. And you are still claiming you are on fire for God. When last did you pray? I'm not talking about your regular Wednesday prayer meetings. You will sleep and snore and sleep and snore until Satan can beat you on top of sleep. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Even when God will be telling you, wake up and pray. No wonder you are so poor. You sleep the time you are supposed to sleep and sleep the time you are supposed to walk. And you start getting jealous of people that God that is so hard working. A man that says is the head of the house. You are head of house with by food alone. No, left for food if I head of house. God bless you. Hallelujah. And you tie a big wrapper and sit down.
Oh,
you say, I'm a Niger Delta man.
I'm
the Lion King. The female lion should go and hunt for the male lion. You cannot provide for your household. The Bible says you have what? You are worse than an infidel. And you have denied the faith. My friend, go and walk. And your wife will say, only please now go out and do something now. Go out and walk. Should I kill myself? I just lost my job. Go ask. Please, firewood. Do something. You can pack poopoo in Lagos. You will get money. Oh, poopoo. Oh man. I didn't know people parking this in
the lake.
Go and walk. Do something.
Oh.
Yes, I quote. Are we still reading? Oh man. Nothing can blow out the flame that God has lit. For it is God's purpose. What's his purpose? What's his cancer? That is touch light of freedom. That is touch light of freedom. We do what? We burn. Until the next revival, until tomorrow, until when? The coming of the Lord is the touch light of freedom. God wants to get it done or started first.
No.
Before you do anything. Even in the Old Testament, the seven golden candlestick. Why did you think the Bible said the sons of Aaron brought strange fire? Who tried to help God? The law states that before you light the other candlestick, the supernatural light of God, check it, it's in there, I don't have time for it, must supernaturally light the first candle.
Thank you. Bella.
Are you there?
Amen.
Seven golden candlestick.
Bella,
God himself, nothing is difficult for him. He's got to light it first. Then the priest will not take from that light and begin to light others. But you know what the strange fire was? Aaron's children started the lighting. That's why God struck them. That was the strange fire. Because you start a thing that God has not started. May God start good things in your life. It's like you are tired. Don't try to do anything yourself. Baba said you never called God. God called you first. There's going to be a fire. Greatest battle ever fought. In the message, greatest battle ever fought. Oh my. From paragraph 222. The greatest battle ever fought from paragraph 222. It's quite long, but I'll fast a few minutes. Baba said, I went into a football stadium one time. I was going to preach. Just a minute, please. And I was going to preach. And I stopped at the door and looked up. Up there. He said, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight and the dog. So that's what wins the battle. See? You say, well, look at all the great churches are against this. I don't care what the size they are. It's the fight in the dog. That's what counts. It's the fight that's in the individual. It's the faith that's in the individual. That's what counts. He said, if you are a coward, get back to your cuddle hole. But brother, if you are a soldier, stand out there. There's a battle on. God's counsel will stand. And it will stand sure. In my life and in your life. There's a battle that's on. Baba said the battle of angels have become the battle of men. You know what caused the battle of angels? Covetousness, which is idolatry. That will take us too far. Let's go with this one. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Are we there, church? Oh my. So there's a battle on. Right and wrong is engaged. Right and wrong is engaged. Rabbi said, let's fight. But this fight is not between your brother and that brother. Oh man. This fight is between the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. Your brother is not your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy.
Oh,
man. Reconcile your fault one with another. If you have grudge with one another, sit down and settle it. There's a bigger fight going on. You are missing it. Oh no! Are we there? Let's fight. Like Peter Cartwright. This is where I'm going. Flash it for us. Like Peter Cartwright.
Peter Cartwright
went into a city, said,
"Oh, Lord, see, look on. Oh, we
Lord told me to come in here and have a revival.
Lord, we for me, lati wasi, lati
he will rent an old storeroom. Got in and begin to clean it up. And he started cleaning it up. And in that city where Peter Cartwright was, there was a big bully. A bully. Satan is a bully. He said there's a bully of the town.
Satan is anything woman.
He came with a pistol hanging on his shoulder. Walked down. Some of them said, and he came to meet this man called Peter Cartwright.
Oh, about
what are you doing there?
Kill on Shane.
What are you doing there?
Oh, kill on Shane.
What's that guy doing down there?
Kill on Shane.
They said he's a preacher.
Only one soon.
He's going to have a meeting. He said.
Oh, first shape, I got on.
Where he said.
Oh, I will pay.
Guess I will just have to go down and throw him out the street. And run him out of here. That's all.
He said,
we don't want no meetings around our place. So he goes down there. Stomp the door. And Peter Cartwright had his coat on.
Peter Cartwright was short.
And he was just washing the windows. He was washing the windows. And the walls. Oh, you've got that? So he was washing the windows and the wall down. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. All right. I think something is cutting it away. Let me just go on a little bit here. Paragraph. He said, a little bitty fellow, you know. The old preacher laughed at him, you know, for eating chicken with his hands, which is etiquette today, you know. So he was just washing the windows and fixing around. The big bully walked over. Pulled his coat back. Pistol hanging on his side. He said, what are you doing? Oh, he said, I'm washing windows. And just kept on washing the window, you know. He had one purpose. God told him to hold a revival. Washing the windows on down. He said, we don't allow revivals around here. He said, but the Lord told me to hold this revival.
See?
He just kept on after the walk. Where he said, there's one thing you have to understand. Before you have any revival here,
you
wait me first. You must beat me first.
You must
give me a whip first. And from history, it was said that Peter Cartwright was once a rugged and a stubborn person. So is that what you want? I better read this quote. He said, 2, 3, 4. Where he said, there's one thing you have to understand. He said, I run this town around here. He said, oh, you do? And just kept on washing the windows, you know. He said, before you have a revival, you have to whip me first. He said, oh, I do. Well, I will just do that next thing. He took off his coat. walk over there and reach by the collar and knock him down on the floor and jump on top of him and said, I must fight if I should reign. Increase my courage, Lord. He pound the tar out of him and said, have you got enough? He said, yes. Brabant said, that man became a Christian in that service. Hold it. He said, the man is telling not to go and punch. To go and fight. No, sir. I'm just reading the quote. Because if you have truly been regenerated, you will not pull out sword like Peter to cut the ear. You say, Father, forgive them. Then my thought on this quote is that you must fight if you will reign. Fight the good fight of faith. And the fight you should do is by the word. That is what brings conversion. Because of this fire of God that God has lit in our hearts. One day, the Lord was to pass through Samaria. Are we the church? He was to go through Samaria. And you know what happened there? He saw a woman. Because the woman was the seed of God. God wanted to express himself as a redeemer through this woman. So he came from afar off to meet her. And she said, give me a drink. The woman was conscious of groups. To give her answer. Said, don't you know that you are a Jew? That the Jews and Samaritans have no dealings. They are of Paul, we are of Apollos. But we have one Lord. Are you there, church? Don't miss this. We are one in Christ. But she has been taught to be conscious of groups. She separated it. We have no dealings. I'm afraid. There are people that say they are going to the same heaven. We'll see themselves on the street. And they will pass one another. And yet we are going to the same heaven. Even ministers keeping malice. And we are going to the same heaven. And you teach your children to disrespect that minister. Because you disagree in doctrine with him or her. Brother! That was the condition that this woman that has not been born again was. Are we there, church? But when she became born again, she was no longer conscious of locational worship. She said, our fathers told us that we worship God in this mountain. She was conscious of where we must go to worship. Don't go to that church to worship. Don't go there to worship. Sign of lack of conversion. But when the Lord lit the fire, she converted locational worship to dimensional worship. Because he said, they that worship God must worship him. In what? In spirit. In spirit. Why? In the spirit. Because we have been born by the Spirit. We are not born into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. We are no longer conscious of locational worship. Because the fire of God has been lit in our heart. That's the cancer of God. That's God's cancer towards this woman. And she became born again. Brothers and sisters, I don't know the situation you are going through tonight. There's a God that can turn an adulterous woman. I'm closing. That can turn an adulterous woman to become a saint. There's a God that takes your place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He stood in your place. He took your condemnation. He took your guilt. Everything that Satan wrote against you, he took it away from you. Why? Because you have been born again. Amen.
Amen.
So you can't serve the same punishment over. It has been paid for. When you are owing a debt and somebody paid that debt, you don't need to pay it over again. When somebody is convicted of a crime, and that crime is supposed to take you 10 or 20 years in jail. Let's say, don't miss this, we are closing, please. Let's say that crime
you committed
was to take 10 years in prison. I committed a crime. And while chasing me and looking for me, they came to Brother
Abbe.
This was the man that committed the crime.
Matthew,
this is Matthew.
And Matthew, you said.
And Brother Abbe said, no, I'm not Matthew.
Can you share me? Me or money?
One word against, one word will be used against you in the court of law.
To pass sorrow, can lodi. How low? No,
and they pack Abbe.
Once he was
Brother Abbe,
one fish share Matthew.
See, there are a lot of people in prisons for mistaken identity. And he went to prison and he served the 10 years complete. The crime attracts how many years?
10.
Has he paid for it? Maybe immediately they were just releasing him. They just saw Matthew.
Matthew.
This is the real Matthew.
Any to share gun ye.
I can't serve for what he has already served for.
Abiodo teach what is song be say Matthew. Matthew
or I was supposed to be dead. I was the one set that supposed to strike on that cross. Because I was the sinner. Oh, you didn't catch that. If you catch that, you have a revival. But it was a mistaken identity. Satan struck.
Satan
and instead of me dying, he paid for it. Therefore, he took my place. I was supposed to die. But he died the death. Now I am dead in him. I am dead in him. I am resurrected in him by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now I am an overcomer. I will overcome loss. I will overcome every form of habit because I have been born again. His life is not in me. And his purpose for my life is that I will be a bride. That is what Christ has done for you. Accept your freedom. Jump above sin. And you become a perfect one. God bless you.
Que Allah nous clope pour
We praise him.
Amen.
We praise him. Praise the Lord. Sinner slave. Give him glory. All ye people. For wash away his stain.
I want you to talk to the Lord this evening. Open your mouth. Appreciate God for what he has done for you.
Ba Olorun soro. Dupe lowo re.
Appreciate Jesus. Come to him with thanksgiving.
Wasi odo re.
Come to him with thanksgiving. Appreciate him for what he has done.
Dupe lowo re fun to ti se fun.
If you are still struggling with habit, pray for God to lift you above habits. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Freedom come by Jesus Christ.
It's
an expression of love.
It's
an expression of healer.
It's
an expression of redeemer. That is good cancer towards us.
We praise him. We praise him. Oh, praise the Lamb. Sin our slave. Give him glory. Are you
trust in the Lord. The word of God brings deliverance. He said, as Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. God bless you.
As
I hand over to the host.
God bless you, God.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agba adura.
We have just heard a message.
Ati gbo ise iranse.
Sister, brother, I'll be preaching. That is God. I'll be talking to you.
Ah, arakunrin ati arabinrin Olorun lo nba yin soro.
Sister, our brother.
O nipa ti arakunrin wa tin soro.
Yeah.
Olorun lo nba yin soro.
After you have stopped, you are supposed to talk back to God.
Nigba ti Olorun ti ba yin soro ton to wa dake eyin na bo Olorun soro.
Our time is very short.
Akoko wa ti lo.
But may I just throw in this?
Ṣugbọn,
if you have anything you want to be remembered of.
Mo fe so yi pe bo ba ni ohunkohun ti o fe ke aranti re fun ninu adura.
Just raise up your hand.
Nowo re soke.
A God who knows the thoughts of everyone.
Olorun to mo erogba inu gbogbo wa.
He knows what your needs are.
O mo ti erogba re je o mo ni re.
We will just offer a word of prayer.
A o gba adura fun.
I believe.
Mo gbagbo
that you will receive what you ask for.
Ohun to bere Olorun yo fi fun o.
That is what we come here for. That every trash that is in our lives, God will wash them away. And bring us closer to Himself. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you from the depth of our hearts at this moment. Your prophet taught us. It is not what we have done. It is not what we are doing. Neither is it what we will continue to do. It is the decision that you have taken concerning us before the world began. We are made to know you that took that decision. You are still the same that is working in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Father, we have heard your word. We have been taught doctrine. We have been rebuked. We have been reproved. We have been corrected. We have been instructed, O God, in the sermon alone. Master, hands are up everywhere. According to the law of gravity, our hands should always be down. But because we have a spirit in us and we are needy, we have beating down the law of gravity by raising our hands unto you. You know what our needs are. Lord, you are the God of varieties. My needs may differ from that of Brother Abby. And the rest of us the same. Father, whatsoever those needs might be, you are the one that has taught us. We should cast all our cares upon you. For you care for us. Father, give to individuals according to their needs in the name of Jesus Christ. For those that have need of healing, Father, may they claim that healing that you have purchased already by receiving stripes upon your body for our healing. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May every works of the devil that torments anyone here may he find his way out in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their souls, Father, your presence is here. Oh God, may you fill them with your spirit, Lord. Because you are the baptizer. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It's not sold in the supermarket. Oh, Master, don't pass any of us by, Lord. Whether physical needs, whether spiritual needs, whether material needs, whether financial needs, whatsoever those needs are, Father, may you supply, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Satan, leave the people of God alone. You are defeated. You have been exposed. Leave them alone. Jesus said, if the Son of Man shall set you free,
You shall be free indeed. Let the people of God be free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant that you are graciously used. Lift up the honor of his ministry at that of others. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you for what you have been doing since we gathered. It is a sure sign that the bride is growing. The bride is growing. Your prophet taught us that it is in this message that lays rapture faith. As we feed upon it on daily basis. Your prophet said we are what we eat. May we become this message on 2 feet long. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. The remaining services are in your hands. Lord, truly, by the grace of God, by the mercies of God, by the help of the Holy Ghost, there is no true child of God that will come and be comparing minister to minister. Lord, we are praying, oh God, we know according to the measure of your grace in the life of each and everyone, they will deliver the same, oh God, to your people. May that be our portion. I'm of Peter, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. Those who did it in the past, they were considered carnal. May that not be our portion. Thank you, our Father. The night has come. After food, soon we go back to our bed. May you give us sound sleep, O God. May you protect us from every evil in the name of Jesus Christ. This victory, O God, may be permanent in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Master. Even your children that are on the altar, something has brought them here. May they go back with assurance that you are giving them what they can for. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. 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 Are there announcements? Not yet. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm quite aware that some ministers has come in after we introduce them in the morning. But time will not permit us to introduce them now. By the grace of God, we hope to do that tomorrow. Reach out, shake one another, and say shalom.
Shalom, my brother.
Yeah. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's messagica. Shalom. Yes, sir. It's messagica. Shalom, my brother. Shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom, my brother. Well, well done. It's messagica. Shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom. If there is anything the devil don't like, it's this kind of thing. God bless you. We will do it. Because our God, God bless you. Shout out to everybody. Amen. What Abraham said, what the devil brought to this world,
is
hatred.
He said,
but what God brought is love. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
I say,
God bless you. The Bible says, anyone that is born of God is born of love. When Brother Brian came back from the sixth dimension, he gave this admonition. He said, come to a place. That you love everybody. He said, because he was told. Perfect love. Only perfect love. We come to that place. Oh man, may God help us. Shall we rise up? At the cross, we have first saw the light.
Amen.
What man of man is Jesus? Hallelujah! What power of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
He made the blind to see.
Hallelujah.
He made the deaf to hear.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he made the dumb to speak.
Oh, hallelujah.
He made the cripple to walk.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I say, what man of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
What man of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
I say, what man?
I'm going to send the Lucy. I'm going to send the Lucy. I'm going to send the Lucy.